past 11, live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren.
I'm really delighted this morning, Darren, to have on the phone a person whom I've not physically met but have learnt a lot about through another mutual friend. It's a story that tells and is very compelling about situations that come into our lives most often when we don't want it or least expect it. Good morning, Amanda.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Darren.
Thanks for being with us this morning. As I said, you and I have had a conversation for about 25 minutes and I've got to learn a lot from you and other sources. You started and commenced a foundation called the Amanda Riddle Foundation and Your Crew application or app. Can you tell our listeners what that's all about, please, and how that came about?
Sure. It's actually called the Harrison Riddle Foundation.
Yes, I'm sorry, you're right.
Yeah, no problems. So the Harrison Riddle Foundation was listed in 2017 and registered with the ACNC, which is the Australian Charitable and Not-for-Profit Commission in Australia. It's listed as a health promotion charity and has DGR1 status, which means that our donations are tax deductible. Our mission is to increase the rate of help seeking for young people in emotional distress, and the reason why we want to do that is because there are many kids out there suffering from heightened anxiety, and unfortunately this can lead to poor choices. The mission, or Mission Australia, conducts a survey every year on over 25,000 kids, and every year the number one concern for young people is coping with stress. So, you know, young people often don't know how to cope with stress, and for them it can escalate to a level they find extremely difficult to manage. And without early stage help, these feelings of distress can, and unfortunately do, lead to self-harm, suicidal thoughts and suicide events. So we created a free app called Your Crew, which promotes help-seeking behaviour. It increases mental health literacy or understanding and helps people get to professional services when needed. And we designed Your Crew so young people can set up a support network, which is their crew, of known and trusted people. This idea is that through regular, easy communication, existing relationships will strengthen and young people will feel supported without being smothered. Then if things do go pear-shaped, they will hopefully reach out to their crew or other professionals we link to on the app. We want to change actions from isolation and risk-taking behaviours to that of asking for help and advice when needed.
Amanda, thanks for sharing that. How did the app come about? What was the genesis for it?
Yeah, well, look, to be honest, I didn't know much about this area before November 2014, when my beautiful 13-year-old son, Harrison, took his life. No one would have predicted Harrison would do this. He was not on the radar, in fact, the opposite. He had plenty of friends, was not being bullied and was doing well at school, and we'll never know what he did or why he did what he did that day. But now I believe that young people do not grasp the reality or the permanency of an action like this. Their brains at that age are not fully developed and they do not think about consequences of actions. Harrison's last text was organising a Christmas present for his sister, but he was clearly thinking about the future. I decided that something different had to happen. There are plenty of organisations and websites that tell young people to speak with someone that they trust if they feel bad, but no one was telling them how to do it. And it's not easy, I don't think, for anyone really, let alone a young person, to identify and reach out to someone for help. So, you know, I thought about Harrison. He was 13, a boy of few words. Would he have known who to contact? And if he did, what was their number? What would he say to them? I also know that Harrison would not have wanted to put someone out or to get into trouble. and obviously he said nothing to anyone. At the time, I was doing a PhD, and so I come from a research background, and together with a friend of mine, Dr. Jenny Mulheron, we conducted a literature review and researched teens' suicide and help-seeking, or lack of, and we concluded that we needed to set up pathways to help before things become bad. From our research, we felt that it was important to encourage normal communication between or with aunts, uncles, peers, cousins and other people that you're close to. And to do this, we felt we needed an app, a crew and an oath. An app is essential because it's technology that young people use to communicate. Also, it's easily scalable and has a broad reach. And a crew because, as mentioned, the biggest facilitator to help seeking is having a group of known and trusted people supporting you. And then we put in an oath for crew to take because that would address some of the barriers to help seeking for young people, such as lack of trust and not wanting to put people out or to get into trouble.
Amanda, it's Darren here. Thank you for sharing such a personal story that's launched you on to the Harrison Riedel Foundation and the Your Crew app. It must be a difficult time for you, and we appreciate you sharing with our listeners on Spotlight this morning.
Alive 90.5.
Sometimes life can feel tough for teenagers. There's the pressure of school, your friends, parents, and a lot of stuff on social media. It can all feel overwhelming. That's where Your Crew comes in handy. It's a cool, fun app that helps you connect with friends and adults in a safe and trusted environment. Like your very own support crew that helps you through those tough times and lets you help others. The free Your Crew app, designed by the Harrison Riedel Foundation. Download via the App Store or Google Play today.
Alive 90.5.
90 minutes to 12, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren. Just a question for you with the idea of apps and people and aunts, aunties. How does it all come together? And yes, a young person may be able to work well on an app. How does that then connect them through to those in their network who may not be so technical savvy? And how does the idea build on those sort of connections? Can you share us some more there?
Sure. Well, the idea is that young people download the app and then they identify who they would like to be in their crew. And through the app, they invite their crew members. We explain how to do that. It's all quite easy through the app. And then crew members also have to download the app. They get an invitation code from their young people, and they just put that in, and then they're set up and ready to go. So from there, we encourage young people to communicate regularly with their crew. And to do that, it can be as simple as an emoji, or they could write something, or they can send an image if they like. And we would encourage them to check in on a regular basis, because that way they can build up a bit of a pattern about their moods and how they're feeling. And that's recorded on a calendar, which is colour-coded, and crew can see that at any time. They can see the check-ins, and they can get an understanding for how their young person is feeling, and they can note any particular changes and get in contact with them if they need to. So, you know, the way it is at the moment, especially with isolation and so forth, people aren't having that regular contact with their broader family. And sometimes these conversations don't happen. So the idea about Your Crew is to encourage that communication and really strengthen those bonds. And then if something does go wrong, you know, we have an emergency button that can be pressed, and the crew are pinged a location that the young person needs help right now and then. And also we have lots of links through to professional services so that they can get professional help if they need it, and a direct link to 000.
That's fabulous that you're able to use newer technology to
help to solve and address connecting young people to their crew and being able to give the help when they need it. Now, apps and technology and GPS and those sorts of things and working out how it all stitches together is not easy, and you've done well to create that amazing product, the Your Crew app. But how have you been able to do that on such a relatively small budget? And do you need help from our listeners today to help fund Your Crew app?
Well, thanks for asking that. But, yeah, look, we have had some incredibly generous people and organisations who believe in what we're trying to do, and they've tried to help us as much as they can. I'll name a few. Webforce Fires, for instance, they built and host our website totally pro bono, and they also build and host the app. September Designs have done our logos and branding, and KPMG, our tax and charitable governance. And we have so many more organisations that have been helping us. And lots of individuals too who've given up their time. Christina Cifuentes at the moment has been helping me with some grant applications, and other people have held fundraisers or donated to us, and every donation is really appreciated. And of course we've got our board, and our board have been fantastic as well and keep us on track, so that we're doing what we need to do for as little money as possible, because, with COVID-19, we've had to cancel a lot of our fundraisers. So we are doing things on a shoestring, but we're getting there. We're getting there.
That's amazing. From such a personal story, you're able to create such a important resource for young people connecting through to those who need to help them. Now, there's two messages Jim and I would like to get out to our listeners today. And one would be, if they know someone who needs help with such an app as Your Crew, how can they get that to those who need it? And another thing is, how do our listeners, how can our listeners support Your Crew if they want to reach out and give some help today?
Well, the app is available, so if your listeners do know of someone who may need this, and I just want to qualify that, the thing that was really important for Your Crew is that it is actually for all young people, not just those that have been identified as having a mental health issue. We all have our ups and downs, and I think we all need support especially through our downs, and it's nice to share our ups. So basically, I think we all need a crew. We have made Your Crew so that it's really useful for lots of people. We have a journal in there. We have lots of information in there as well. And so I would encourage your listeners themselves to download the app and to invite a crew and check in regularly and build up rapport with their crew, and maybe take the time to think about how they're feeling and to share it with their crew. And, if you're honoured to be invited to crew for someone else, I'd ask that people take that seriously, look at the check-ins, react to them. Have the odd chat with people, look at the calendar and see the mood trends and build that connection. The great thing about Your Crew is that things don't have to be a big deal unless they need to be. So a quick thumbs up or a text will usually suffice, and people know that they're being supported. I probably should also qualify about crew. If you're crewing for someone, it's important to remember that your role is that of a listener and to be a helping hand. If there's a practical problem, then by all means help. But if you're uncomfortable or believe your person needs professional help in some way, then your job is to help them get it, basically. It's not to do the professional work, it's to help them get to the professional work. So, you can book an appointment with their doctor, you can help them communicate with their parents, encourage them to call one of the professional organisations such as Kids Helpline or Butterfly Foundation or whichever one is relevant, and all of that information can be found on the app. I'd probably also ask that if your listeners find something that's not working, or they think it's lame, or they think it's brilliant. It'd be fantastic if they could give us that feedback. You know, and you can find our details on our website, which I'll give to you. It's www.harrisonriedelfoundation.com, and Riedel is spelled R-I-E-D-E-L, or they can go to www.yourcrew.org.au. On our website, they can find out more about us. They can find out more about the Your Crew app. They can give us feedback, or if they would like to donate or fundraise for us, they can do that through the website. And all of the funds are appreciated, because most of our funds at the moment go towards app development, maintenance of the app, and hosting and security. But we also need funding too for our marketing and advertising and so forth. At the moment, Sweeney Advertising are doing a lot of pro bono work for us, but there's only so much we can ask, and so it is. It would be fantastic to get some funds in the door so that we can really promote Your Crew and also deliver our schools program to schools, because you know, that's something that's really important as well.
Amanda, I can't believe how quick, I said to you previously, the time will go so quickly. It certainly has. You have been absolutely amazing in the way you've told the story. And also out of that story, the very positive action you've taken to try and help others that have gone through what you have been through. We could never imagine. We could acknowledge, but we could never imagine the pain that you have and continue to have in your life. And to find time to do this to help other families is truly a testament to you and your family in what you're trying to achieve. And we applaud you, and we thank you for being on Spotlight today.
Thanks so much, Jim, and thanks, Darren. I will add to that. It's horrific, and I don't think any family should ever have to go through what we've been through. I think the important message is that suicide should not be an option at all, and there are other pathways, and that's what we're trying to do with the Your Crew app.
Well, we will endeavour to do all we can here at 90.5 through Spotlight, Darren and I, to support you and for you to come back and continue to tell your story so that other families do not have to go through what you've gone through. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Alive 90.5.
When you're young, little worries can turn into big issues, and you can easily feel overwhelmed. That's why the Harrison Riedel Foundation created the Your Crew app. Your Crew is a place where teens can reach out to friends, aunts, uncles or cousins in a safe and trusted environment. It's someone to talk to when you need, or a place to write your feelings and worries. The free Your Crew app. Every teen should have it.
Every teen should have it.
Download via the App Store and Google Play.
Alive 90.5.